Go get your things. You and Leah get the children and get ready to go. Her husband commanded. We're leaving tonight.
Tonight? Right now? But I'm not ready.
Rachel loved her husband, but she also enjoyed the blessing of living near her parents. Even though she enjoyed the closeness of the families, things weren't always peaceful between them. It seemed as though there was continual strife between her husband and her father, and now the event she had dreaded was transpiring.
"Don't forget your cloak," she told Joseph. "Stop bickering with the other children and gather up your things."
In the same ways that you and I would, Rachel gathered up all the household items that were important to her. Then, in the midst of her frenzy, reality set in and a chill ran through her heart.
"I'm really leaving my home. Everything I've ever known. How can I know that I'll be cared for? How can I know that I'll be safe? How can I get along without my father's protection? Without his gods?"
And so, after her father had left home to go work in the field, she went into his house and stole his household idols from him. Although she didn't realize it at the time, her actions would soon jeopardize her family and bring about another act of deception. Instead of bringing security, these idols would place her family at risk. Instead of blessing her, they would be a curse. A familiar story. We've all read the story of Rachel's theft in Genesis chapter 31. Although this is the first time idols are mentioned in the Bible, it would be easy to pass over it and miss the enormity of the act and its consequences. Rachel stole from her father. She took his gods. She deceived her husband and endangered her family. Later, when Laban, her father, questioned her about the disappearance of his idols, she deceived him again. I've often wondered why she thought she had to have those idols. What did they mean to her? Why was she willing to do what she did? Why were they so powerful in her life? In order to answer these questions, let's look at Rachel's life. We know the Bible says that Rachel was beautiful of form and face. Genesis chapter 29, verse 17. In today's vernacular, Rachel was a real knockout. Rachel undoubtedly knew that when it came to feminine charms, she had her sister Leah beat, hands down. She must have relished the favor that was hers. Rachel had learned that she could trust in her own beauty. Her beauty was, in fact, her justification. It was what she rested in. What she believed made her okay in the eyes of others and in her own eyes. It was the source of her power over others, her protection from disappointment. She was so beautiful that when Jacob first laid eyes on her, he knew she was the one for him. In their first meeting, she captured his heart, and he served her father 14 years for her. In fact, he loved her so much that the years he spent working to secure her for himself seemed to him but a few days. Genesis chapter 29, verse 20. That's real devotion. With a beginning like this, you would think that the rest of Rachel's life would have been a bed of roses. She was beautiful, and she had her husband's love. What else could she possibly want? Give me children.